can be happiest in doing. I mean, that's not a good way to put it. What I'm driving at is, would you say I want to get rid of him, I want to get shut of him, or?
Well, I guess that'd be all right. That'd be a good, pretty good term to use there. Just get rid of him the best way you could in the quickest way possible. But I've seen people like that. They were just a perfect nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Perfect nuisance. Just aggravate you to death. Wouldn't do anything that was with any reason, you know. Just be unreasonable about everything. Just a nuisance.
Now let's suppose that you have a letter that you have composed, and you know the person you want to send it to, but you don't know where to send it. So you go to your wife. What would you ask her to do? What would you say to her?
Well, you mean would I ask her to address it for me?
Mm-hmm.
I might ask her to address it for me, or I might ask her if she knew the address of this party, whatever the occasion might be.
And if she said, do you want me to write it for you, you might say...
If you don't mind.
Well, let's say you've already done this.
Well, you mean if she'd asked me if I wanted her to address the...
Yeah, you just want her to address it. She says, do you want me to write it for you? You'd say, no, I've already...
I've already got it written. I suppose I might say.
And sometimes when you send a letter, you expect to hear from the person you write it to. You say you'd like to have an...
An answer. Yeah.
Well, what children's nicknames did you have? Let's check this and see if that hum is sick. Well, we had a man like that once, but I haven't found one since. And
well,
I don't like this business of taking it in to have one thing fixed and having something else fixed, but not what you took it in for.
Well, maybe we're going to get off on another subject, but we've had marvelous, marvelous results, sir, with our television set.
Hmm.
It's been a wonderful set. We've had it, if we keep it till next January, it'll be 10 years.
Hmm.
Has the same Victor tube.
Boy, what kind is it?
It's an RCA. And the same man there's no one ever touched it but this fellow. Nobody ever touches it but him. I don't allow nobody to touch it. When something gets the matter with it, he comes and services it. And we've had wonderful service out of it.
Hmm. Well, I was going to ask you if you had a particular name for a child in class who would go and tell the teacher everything that happened, if somebody did something bad, or...
Well, it's a tattler. That's what you might call it, yes. Tattletale or a tattler. I think we used to call, well, old tattletale or tattler. Hell means the same thing, I think. Yes, that child sometimes soon becomes not very popular with the children. Run and tell the teacher every little thing that happens. Like out on the playground, for instance. You've seen children do that.
Mm-hmm.
Run and tell the teacher every little old thing that happened.
How many teachers did you have in your first school?
The first school I went to had one teacher.